Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geiser are here with me. And you can be here as well if you want to play the Harris Challenge. Call us right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, or on some cell phones, *KTRS. We'll bring you right in here. We'll see if you've been paying attention to the news of the week and also some other trivia categories, which we will determine when we turn on the semi-random category computer. So it's mixing up the categories, and you'll get to choose from them if you get in here in time, and you'll be playing not just for pride, but also for a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Peroni's Pizza. We have a gift card for Peroni's Pizzeria. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or you might want to pick Skyview movie passes for the Skyview Drive-In.
Yeah, the Skyview Drive-In is on the North Belt West in Belleville, open 7 nights a week. And if you go in the next week, you can see two movies on screen one, Ice Age, Collision Course, and Secret Life of Pets. That's a good double bill for the kids.
Yeah.
And on screen two, it's the sci-fi double bill of Star Trek Beyond and the new Ghostbusters, all at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
That's right. Also, we're going to throw in this. We have a pair of tickets to see Air Supply July 29th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available at the Family Arena box office, or you can get them online at metrotix.com.
And if you get all the questions right on the Harris Challenge, we call that a clean sweep and give you a bonus.
Well, that's right, Paul. We'll give you a bonus gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers drive-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candice's.net.
Okay, those are the prizes. Now let's meet the contestants, led by our very first contestant today. Hello, Ted.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge gets a unique broadcast opportunity known as a five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
I am on my way driving to Ohio to celebrate my parents' 65th anniversary this weekend.
Wow. Congratulations to them. I say that as somebody who's only halfway there with my own wife. 65 years. Holy cow. Congratulations to them. Hope you have a nice weekend. I've turned on the semi-random category computer already, and I can see the categories are, have you been paying attention? Category two, you call that a convention? And category three, the late, great Gary Marshall. What do you want?
I'll take Gary Marshall.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Ted. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You must get at least 8 points to win or suffer the consequences. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Gary Marshall movie was about a hooker spending a week with a rich businessman? Hold on, Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm losing a little bit. Pretty Woman?
Yeah, Pretty Woman is correct. Okay. In the TV version of The Odd Couple that he produced in the 70s, who were the two male stars?
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the three TV shows he spun off from Happy Days.
Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi, and Pat.
In what 2001 movie did Anne Hathaway find out that she is the heir apparent to the throne of Genovia?
Oh, my kids would know that. Something Princess Pat.
In his movie Nothing in Common, who starred as the ad executive son of Jackie Gleason and Eva Marie Saint? Take a guess, Ted.
Gary Marshall himself.
No, it was Tom Hanks. By the way, that's a terrific little movie, Nothing in Common.
Was the Anne Hathaway one Ella Enchanted?
No, it was The Princess Diaries.
Oh, wow.
And the other spinoff from Happy Days was Mork and Mindy.
Wow.
It started with an episode of Happy Days in which Fonzie has a dream and has to fight this alien played by Robin Williams,
Nanu,
Mork
Nanu.
For Mork. That's right. That's the first time we heard Nanu Nanu. All right, so let's see how you did here, Ted. You got Laverne and Shirley and Joni Loves Chachi for one each, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman for one each, and The Pretty Woman for one each. That's a total of five, and as you know, if you don't get to eight, you don't win. Instead, you get punished. And I thought after the week that we've just had, it would be only appropriate if we had a Trump punish you. Here now is Tiffany Trump with a song incredibly auto-tuned. So auto-tuned, it's almost impossible to hear her singing the lyrics to this song called Like a Bird. What? What? Okay, I have no idea if this young woman is talented or not because they auto-tuned her within an inch of her life there.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And that's what you had to sit through, Ted. I'm sorry about that, but I hope you have a great weekend. And again, happy anniversary to your folks.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
No, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We always appreciate that. What category would you like? Have you been paying attention? You call that a convention or this day in history?
Let's go for this day in history.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Larry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the cannibal serial killer captured in Milwaukee July 22nd, 1991?
Oh, my goodness. So let's pass on that.
Which American won the second of his three Tour de France championships, July 22nd, 1990?
Lance Armstrong.
Greg LeMond. Which Englishman's rock career was kickstarted when his debut album, My Aim Is True, was released on July 22nd, 1977?
What's the first part of that question?
Which Englishman's rock career was kickstarted when his debut album, My Aim Is True, was released on this day in 77?
Oh, my goodness. David Bowie?
Elvis Costello. Which presidential candidate who lost to Bill Clinton in 1996 was born on this day in 1923?
That would be Bob Dole.
Correct. What were the names of Saddam Hussein's two sons who were killed on this day in 2003?
Pass on that. Go to number one.
It was Uday and Kusei were their names. And number one, the cannibal and serial killer captured in Milwaukee in 1991 was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yep. All right.
Larry, all you got is 4 points for Bob Dole. And that means you have to be trumped as well.
Who is this singing?
This is Tiffany Trump.
That's awful.
Now, who's the mother of Tiffany Trump?
I don't know.
Ivanka comes from Ivana, and I think the boys come from Ivana. So
I think this is Marla Maples.
Marla Maples.
Yeah. Marla Maples, I think is correct.
I think that's correct also. All right, Larry, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thank you.
We are 0-2 so far. Let's see what Kathy can do. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm on a dog walk. And aim in the PM.
Thank you. Kathy, what do you want? We have you been paying attention? You call that a convention? Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which city did the NBA move next year's All-Star game away from because of the state's discriminatory transgender bathroom law?
Cincinnati?
Charlotte. Which TV news executive was forced out of his job this week because of sexual harassment claims by several women who worked for him?
The guy from Fox, but I can't remember his name.
All right. You want to go to the three-pointer?
Yes.
Which White House resident did carpool karaoke with James Corden this week?
Michelle
Obama is right. Which electronic device, popular in the 70s and 80s, will be manufactured for the last time by a Japanese company at the end of this month? Is it the VCR, the Walkman, or an 8-track recorder?
VCR.
Correct. Which star of Charmed and Beverly Hills 90210 made news this week by posting photos of her shaving her head because she has breast cancer?
Donna Martin or whatever.
Shannon Doherty was her name.
Oh,
how about that head of Fox?
Yeah. No, I can't remember. But I can see him. We called him Grandpa.
We called him Jowls. His name is Roger Ailes.
Yes.
You have to feel sorry for the guy. He's only going to get $40 million in severance.
No, I don't feel sorry for
plus
him. Well, anyway.
Plus a two-year... You know what? I'm with you. I actually saw quite a few men come out this week and say, he never did anything with me. That's because you're a man.
No.
Yeah. Like Brett Baer and Britt Hume and Geraldo Rivera said, no, this can't possibly be true. I always want to ask guys like that when there's sexual harassment claims about somebody, A, why don't you shut up? Because you don't know. And B, if this were your wife or your daughter,
right,
wouldn't that change things considerably?
And yes.
You know what the big deal was for Roger Ailes? Gretchen Carlson's lawsuit 2 weeks ago, that started things. But when Megyn Kelly, the star of Fox News, came out this week, that was going to be the end. When she said that he sexually harassed her, yeah, you know, it's okay if you do something with Gretchen Carlson at Fox, because she's gone. But Megyn Kelly's the star in the future. You don't do things with her. And that's all that was for him. So
well, Trump even made up with her, Megyn Kelly. I mean, she's the star.
Yeah. By the way, I have friends who are big Hillary fans who are happy that Roger Ailes is out. I don't think they're going to be happy when he signs on with the Trump campaign and helps them run things. Because he can't go to another TV network. What else is he going to do?
Nope. He's going to sit back and look at the women, I guess. At all the Trump women.
Kathy, you got 4 points for the VCR. By the way, the company's called the Funai Corporation, but the Funai must have run out because they're not making VCRs anymore. I didn't even know they were still making them.
Yeah, well, we talked about that the other day. It's shocking.
Last year, they sold 750,000 of them.
Right.
But they say they can't get parts for them anymore. So that's it. The VCR is finally over. Kathy, I'm sorry you had to. I'm sorry you're going to have to sit through this because you're getting punished as well. Here's Tiffany Trump. What was that? I think she's saying like a bird, like a bird, like a bird. Okay. Thank you, Tiffany. And thank you, Kathy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
You're welcome. Let's see if we can get a winner here today. Chris, it's on you now.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Suck up to the boss. Shout out to the family. You use it for commercial endorsement, whatever you like.
Well, I guess I would say, since I only have two things to look at, I'm going to say my answers do not necessarily reflect my political views.
Okay. So of the two categories, Chris, which would you like? We have, will you call that a convention or no, really? Have you been paying attention?
I do not pay attention, so I'm going to try the convention thing.
All right.
And wish me luck, please. 60
seconds on the clock. Good luck, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state is Vice Presidential candidate Mike Pence the governor of?
Indiana.
Correct. Who said this week, I am not in the habit of supporting people who attack my wife and attack my father?
Bush.
Ted Cruz.
No.
Which Queen song did Donald Trump use for his entrance Monday night despite the band's strong objections?
We are the champions.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah. Which star of Charles in Charge was one of the celebrity speakers, celebrity in quotes, at the RNC this week?
Oh, my gosh. Pass on that one.
Which Trump employee took the blame for including lines plagiarized from Michelle Obama in Melania Trump's speech?
Pass on that one, too.
All right, back to the four-pointer. Which star of Charles in Charge was one of the celebrity speakers at the convention this week?
The butler.
It was Scott Baio.
Oh, my God.
The butler.
The butler always did it.
Was there a butler on Charles in Charge?
I don't think so.
I never watched the show.
No,
I don't think
so. Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere had one, and the nanny had one. I don't think Charles... You know what Charles in Charge did have? An extremely young and cute Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air had one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. I'm sorry.
Batman had Alfred.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
You know, this may be a category for the future. I'm writing this down. TV shows.
With butlers.
With butlers.
Yeah.
And then I'll throw him a curve. I'll throw in that one that had Brett Butler.
Grace, I'm glad I could help.
Grace. What was it? Grace on fire? No.
Grace under fire.
Grace under fire, yeah.
So I'm just saying my answers do reflect my political views.
Apparently they do. The Trump employee who took the blame for Melania's plagiarism was Meredith McIver. You got 1 point for Mike Pence and 3 points for Queen. By the way, the Stones are upset with the Trumps, too, because at the end, after his speech last night, he played, well, he didn't play, but they played You Can't Always Get What You Want, which I thought was very funny, considering this is the Republican Party that really didn't want Trump.
I know.
And you play You Can't Always Get What You Want? Just rub their nose in it, Donald.
That's huge.
So, Chris, you got yourself 1 and 3. That's 4 points. And you also have to be trumped. Here we go. Now, that's not Tiffany.
Oh, no.
That's somebody else.
Or that special guest star.
Featuring. Featuring that.
Yeah. FT. That's what it always says. All right, get it off. You know what? Cue it up at the beginning just in case.
All right.
Because we haven't had a quintuple punishment day in a long time.
No.
Chris, I'm glad you played. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's our fifth contestant and the only person standing between us and 5X. Here's Ken. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
F. Hillary, Bill won't.
What? Okay. Oh, ask Hillary, Bill won't.
Okay, fine. We have one category left here, Ken. It's called No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention? Now, before we get going, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Stop breathing directly into the phone. Thank you. It's just a little personal thing of mine. Because I'm wearing headphones that are cranked up really loud, and it sounds like there's a tornado on the air. All right. No, really, have you been paying attention, Ken? 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what European city did a gunman go on a shooting spree at a shopping center today?
Berlin.
Munich. Which baseball team's database did former St. Louis Cardinals scouting director plead guilty to hacking this week?
Astros.
Correct. Which Elon Musk company successfully landed a Falcon rocket back on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral again this week?
SpaceX.
Correct. Which former host of The Daily Show returned to Stephen Colbert's Late Show last night to rant about Fox News?
Bill Maher.
Jon Stewart. All right, you need this for the win. Name one of the two NFL teams that were coached over 13 seasons by Dennis Green, who died last night at age 67.
Minnesota Vikings.
And the Arizona Cardinals. Ken, congratulations. You got the 2, the 3, the 5, and the breathing for a total of 10 with a check mark. And you're our winner today. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. And all the archives from previous Harris Challenges are available on my website, harrisonline.com.